Okay.
That wasn't
the... In Parashas Kisiso, the Torah talks about the halachas of the making the psalmim for the Keteris. And it's interesting that it seems that it's placed here. If you look at the flow of the psukim, so you have the Parsha of Shkolim, which is in the game for the Binyan of the Mishkan. Then you have Kir, which is all part of the Binyan of the Mishkan still. Then you have the Shemana Mishra, which is clearly part of the process of necessary for the process of the Binyan of the Mishkan. And then you have the mitzvah of the psalmim, of the Keteris, how to make the Keteris. L'chara, that should be in Sefer Vayikra. We talked about the menachas, we talked about the korbanos. So Keteris is a form of a korban, and like any one of the korbanos, the halachas of how to make it, prepare it, belong in Sefer Vayikra, which is about hakrobas or korbanos. What's found here in Sefer Shemois is about what's connected to the binyan of the Mishkan. Why is the preparing of the Keteris, the ksamamonim of the Keteris, which is part of one of the items which are brought as a korban in the Mishkan, discussed in the place of the Torah, which is talking about binyan hamishkan? And it's clearly that that's so, because afterwards the pasuk says, "Rekrosi v'shem mitzalel ben uri ben chur," and it says he's going to do all these wonderful things, and he's going to make the shemen hamishkan, the Keteris Samim. That's what he's going to do. So that's part of the job of Bezalel, who's as the builder of the Mishkan, is to make the Keteris Samim. And later on in Parshas Vayakel, it says that's what he did. It says he made the Oren, he made the Shulchan, he made the Menorah, the Yasas Mizbech Keteris Ateshitim. And then Biyasas Abadim and Seshitim, Biyasas Hashem and Mishra Kodesh, with Keteris Samim Tahor, Masir Rikeach. And then it says he made the Mizbech Oilo. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mizbech Oilo he prepared the flour for the Menachas. That's not part of the conversation over here, because it's not part of Binyan HaMishkan. But preparing the Keteris Samim is part of the Binyan HaMishkan. Okay. In Parshas Shemini, so where the actual minyan, the Mishkan is put up, it's Moshe Rabbeinu has stepped down from his process of being the Kohen for 7 days. It's the 8th day, and now Aaron and his bonim are going to take over the process. And they bring all the korbanos, and everything is wonderful, and nothing happens. He brings the korban, he brings the mincha, and vayivar Moshe Aaron el oil moed vayetsu. Okay, so why are they going? Rashi being supshat, I'm not sure that the two of them are exclusive. So the second shot is the more common shot. He says Aaron saw that he brought all the kabbonis, they did everything they had to do, the Shekhinah didn't come down, he was mitzvah. He says, I know because Baruch was upset at me. It's because of me that the Shekhinah didn't come down. He says to Moshe, I'm embarrassed. You caused me to be embarrassed. They went into the Hechel together, and they davened, and the Shekhinah came down. That's Rashi's second shot. Rashi's first shot is that he went inside the Lamdal my Keteris to show him how to bring the Keteris. But even if you look like that, it means Rashi is saying that the order of the whole process was they brought all of the korbanos, all of the menachos, and Moshe Rabbeinu takes him aside and shows him how to do the keteris. I'm assuming it means he does the keteris, and then the Kavod Hashem comes, and that's the point where the Kavod Hashem comes. Or alternatively, I mean, let's say Rashi learns it means he taught him how to do the Ma'aseh Keteris. He didn't actually do it. Okay, so it's like interesting, you know. Okay, we're doing all of the. We're busy in Chanukah's Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu's put the Mishkan up, seven days up, 7 days down. Okay, and now the Yom HaShemini, Aaron takes over, he brings all the Korbanos. It's okay, let's take a station break. Let's go learn a Sugya in Masechta's creases of how to bring the Keteris. Oh, and now we learn the Sugya. Now the Kavod Hashem comes. Like, we're taking a station break, you know, let's go learn the Haggadah for a little bit, you know, I mean, like. Obviously, the Keteris seems to be an integral part of the Maaseh bringing down the the covenant of the Shechina becomes the Klal Yisrael, but Tetzah Eish at that point in time. Okay? Then immediately afterwards, none of them take their machta and they put Keteris, and they bring an Eish Zora, and the Eish comes and destroys them. And later on, Kerech, etc., Vaita with the Keteris, and Vaita when they have the Magepha, so Moshe Rabbeinu uses Keteris. He says, because Klal Yisrael thinks Keteris can destroy people, you should know it's not the Keteris which destroys people, Keteris can stop the Magepha, it's Kate which does it. There seems to be something significant about the Keteris. Okay, so that's it seems to me the Keteris is the Makom HaPatish in the act of the Binyan of Mishkan, to the point that that's what is going to bring down the Kvod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Mishkan. But that's when the Eish comes. Also interesting about the Keteris is in Parshas Tetzaveh, the placement of the mitzvah of the Mizbech of Keteris. So it's one of the Ketelim which is inside the Heichel. There's the Oren, which is all the way inside, and the Kedesh Kedoshim. And then inside the Heichel, there is the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbech of Keteris. The Binyan of the Mishkan, the tzivri on the melechas of Mishkan is in Parshas Truma, and there there's a command to make the Oren, and to make the Shulchan, and to make the Menorah, and to make the Krushim, and to make the Urias, and to make the Masach, and the Parochus, and the Chotzer, and the Mizbech Oila, and everything, and not the Mizbech Keteris. Then in Parshas Tetzaveh you have the Big Day Kehuna, and then you have the parsha of the tzivri of what korbanos are going to be brought. There's the tzivri which talks about that when the Mishkan will be completed, Kaisel will be bringing. I said it's not the makom of the tzivri; it's a sort of like a informational section to tell us that Kaisel will bring the korban tamid in the future when the mizbeach everything is ready to go, and then it brings the parsha of the mizbeach and Keteris. So it seems to be very much out of order. Why is it here? Now this is a question with the Rishonim Shtelan, the Rabban Sipurna already Shtelan. I think anybody wants to call himself a Mefarsh on the Chumash. The Hamadorah talks about it, the Meshech Chochma talks about it, the Gra talks about it, the Hirsch talks about it. Like everybody, you want to be a Mefarsh on the Chumash, then you got to talk about this Kash. I mean, it's an obvious Kash. But why is it here? Why is the Mizbech HaKeteris called a Mizbeach? Mizbeach means the place where you put a Zevach on it. You don't put a Zevach on the Mizbech HaKeteris. Matter of fact, you're not allowed to put a Zevach on the Mizbech HaKeteris. The only thing you're allowed to put, you put Dam on there once a year in Kippur. And when there's a Par Helam Zavr Shal Tzibur, or there's a Sawyer of Helam Zavr Shal Tzibur, the Dam is put on the Mizbech HaKeteris. So the two questions are, why is it called Mizbeach? And if the answer is it's called Mizbeach for those moments, so that's the interesting thing, that those moments are, I mean, I would call it a mikter. It's not a Mizbeach, it's a mikter. It's a mikter of Keteris. Same way as Mizbeach, it's a mokum which you bring your Mizbeach on it. Your makter, it's called a mikter. So it should be, the name of the keli should be a mikter. So you're saying it's called a Zevach, because of the fact that it's used, it's called Mizbeach, thank you, Tzvi. Because the fact that it's used for these times to bring a Zevach on it, and that's called bringing a Zevach on it because you put the Dam there. But Haguva Kasha, so why is that the name that we refer to it as, it's referred to as Mizbeach Keteris, for that one time that it's used a year, or those few times where there's a Helm Dabar Shal Tzibur, why is that a defining element in the Mizbeach? Now it's interesting, in Parshas Tetzaveh, in the Tzivui, Vasisa Mizbeach Miktar Keteris, it's called a Miktar. But afterwards, when it talks about that it was actually made, in Vayakel, It doesn't call mizbeach miktar. Calls it a mizbach. Mizbach k'teris. And that's what the first one, Parshas Pekudei. They set it up. It says that Veis Mizbach HaZohav, it refers to the Mizbach HaZohav, it calls it a Mizbach. V'yosem es Mizbach HaZohav v'el Moyed, it refers to it as a Mizbach. Okay. While we're at it already, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. He goes to the Kodesh Kodashim four times on Yom Kippur. One time to take something out. Three times to actually do an avodah. Once for the dam of the par of Yom Kippur. One for the dam of the Sarei Mishaleach on Yom Kippur, and one for the act of bringing the Keteris. It seems to be again and again that the stress, like that's kibedon erel kaparis, that's referring to the act of the Keteris. The Keteris is going to be, that's the moment of Onan. That's the moment when the Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is there. We have the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says that Rishmol Kohen Gadol says, one time I went into the Kodesh Kodashim to bring the Keteris, and he saw a Kasrikel. So it was that he saw Kodesh Baruch Hu's, the Shekhinah was visible to him at the moment of Keteris. Again, Keteris seems to have some element to it which we need to understand what that is. At the element of Keteris, the Gemara talks about that the definition of the function of Keteris is Reach. The Gemara in Psochem, and the Gemara in Psochem in the second paragraph, the Gemara says that Kol Mara Ureach En Behemishim Hilo. I hear the Levim singing in the Beis Hamikdash, the Kol. There's no din of Me'ilah on that Kol. Mara, as instead of being the head of Mikdash, I stand and I go to the Heichel, and it's the most gorgeous building in the world, and I sit there and I just feast my eyes on the Heichel. I'm not over any problem of Me'ilah. It's not a Maisa Me'ilah, it's ain't been Mamish. And Reach, there's no din of Me'ilah. The more questions that, the more says, why isn't there a din of Me'ilah on Reach? The more brings a clear price that says, there is a din of Me'ilah on the Keteris, on the Reach. The more says, once you put it to the fire, and the Oshin goes up and it produces that reyach, it's Nasis Mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to create the reyach. And once that's done, it's no longer Shaykh Inyan of Me'ilah. And the more brings that no Kala had a need to ever be in Yerushalayim, the time he's basically through standing, no Kala ever had to put any type of perfume on the time of her chasna because of the beautiful smell of the Keteris extended throughout the city. And the more it brings that note, that was even a kala, which, you know, a special day, but the more it's vital that it's a mission, really, that no woman wore any perfume, was miskashit with any type of types of perfume, etc., in the city, even to the city of Yericho, Ad Yericho. So Yericho, the smell of the terrorists was so strong, it reached to the city of Yericho. And there was no need for any woman to adorn themselves. So the defining element of the Mizbeach Keteris is Reach. So the question is, what is the Kuda of Reach? What is the message of Reach? There's a fascinating Gemara. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Perek Helik, in the last Perek, 11th Perek, that the Gemara brings a Pusik, the Gemara brings a story that Bar Kochba claimed he was Mashiach. Bar Kochba, in his claim that he's Mashiach, the Chachamim questioned that Bar Kochba, how do we know he's Mashiach? Some more says, it's a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Pasuk in Yeshaya says, that talking about Mashiach, it says, V'harichor b'yiras Hashem, that he will be able to smell through Yiras Hashem. So Mor says the Mashiach has the power to be Morach V'doyen. He can judge a case, he can adjudicate a case between two people just by smell. So let's test Bar Kokhba, if he's able to, Shimon Bar Kokhba, if he's able to judge a case based on smell. The Mor says they judged him, and they tested him, he was not able to do that, and therefore they killed him. He claimed to be Mashiach, he was a Mashiach Sheker, and therefore he was killed. So we find the defining element of the Mashiach, we want to test him, so we test him if he's Marach V'doyin. The Rambam, interesting, when he brings this down in Hilchos Malachim, he says that Bar Kokhba was not Mashiach, but the fact that he died, the Rambam says, the reason why he's not Mashiach, because the Mor says he was Marach, he wasn't able to be Marach V'doyin, and the defining element of the Mashiach is he has to be able to be Marach, to smell V'doyin, and to judge based on smell. So, there's the Koyach of Reach is the Koyach of Din. And that's the Pasuk of Harichoy B'Yiras Hashem. And the Mor sees that that's the defining element. If you want to test Mashiach, whether he's Mashiach or not, it's very simple. Does he have a Harichoy B'Yiras Hashem? They say a Maisa, Rav Olba brings, and Ali Shur brings a Maisa, in a section on Yiras Hashem, that there was, in the time of Shapsi Tzvi, so the Gadol Ador at the time was the Taz. The Taz lived in Poland. He was the Gadol Ador. And Shapsi Tzvi is claiming that he's Mashiach. So the Taz needed to be Mavar, you know, what the story is. He sent his son and his son-in-law to meet with Shapsi Tzvi to try and be Tayal Kankanai to figure out if he was a Mashiach or not. At that point in time, he was, Shapsi Tzvi was being imprisoned by the Sultan the first time. He was being imprisoned, but he was kept on an island in a prison, but he was treated like royalty. He was allowed to have guests, allowed to have visitors. Royalty, when they're in prison, they were allowed to have visitors. He was allowed to have visitors. So they go out to the island and they come to meet with the Shapsi Tzvi. And they come out and they say, "What do you think?" He says, "He's not Mashiach." He says, "How do you know?" It's very simple. He says, he was sitting back in his chair. And Mashiach would have such Yerushalayim, it would be impossible for him to sit back in his chair. If he's sitting back in his chair, he doesn't have the Yerushalayim, which is the defining element of Mashiach, he's not Mashiach. That's it. That's all they needed. They didn't need any more rayas, this and other things. He's lacking, if the defining element is Harichah B'Yiras Hashem, he has a Karech of Yiras Hashem, which is to an extraordinary sense. He's attuned to Yiras Hashem to that extraordinary sense. He doesn't have that. See, he's out. That's it. Clear. That's the Masara we have. We have a Masara. That was what happened. And that was how the Taz was Machriya, based on this decision of his son and son-in-law, that he's not Mashiach. So, it seems to be that we boil down to Yira. Now, there's an interesting Pasuk, which is a famous Pasuk. The Gemara says, "Akobad HaShemayim Chutzim Yira Shemayim," and the Gemara brings a Pasuk. And the at first glance, the pasuk doesn't seem to really support what the Gemara is saying. The pasuk is about Toyisa Mo Hashem Lekecha Shomi Mo Ki Im LeYiro As Hashem Lekecha. Now you say, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu want from you? All he wants is Yiro. That's not a fair reading of the pasuk. Well, all he wants is Yiro. Ki Im LeYiro As Hashem Lekecha. Lo Lechaz B'Chol Derachov. To go follow all of his ways, to love Hakadosh Baruch Hu, love Hashem Lekecha, and do avodah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. Lishmar the mitzvot Hashem b'zchuk yosav to do shmir of the mitzvot and the chukim. Asher nechem mitzavcha hayoyim b'toyvlo. That's all Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants. He just wants yira, ava, halicha b'chol derachav, avodah to Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'chol eiv, shmir is all of the mitzvot and the chukim. That's all he wants. Hakol b'Hashem chutz mi'ir shemayim. I mean, that's not a fair set. So, Kabbalah Shemayim, Chuzim Shemayim, and Abbas Shemayim, and Halikim called Rokov, and Shemir's called Chukim. I mean, why do we stop after the word Yira? Why is the Yira the defining element that the Mora seems to say in the Pasuk? That's not a fair. It's the first one mentioned in the Pasuk, I understand, but the Pasuk is clearly not stopping there. So, why does Chazal see that Yira is the defining element? There is a Maimer from Rav Huttner where he talks about the following question. The philosophers grappled with the following question: that is it possible to have a midah by Basar V'dam, which doesn't exist by Kodesh Baruch Hu? And the question being Yira, human beings have Yira. That's the very strong element of the human being is that they're being scared, fear, etc. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not scared of anything, not afraid of anything. So, we see that there's a possible by human being a midah which doesn't exist by Kodesh Baruch Hu. But from many different sources, it seems that that's not true. And this is the debate which the Jewish Bali Machshava, the philosophers, were debating this issue. So Rav Huttner weighs in on the question. He brings from the Grah, we have a Messiah from the Grah, that it's not Shaykh Amida by Basar V'dam, which doesn't exist by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the question is, okay, fine. So now that that's so, so what does it mean? So he explains it in the following way. He says, the concept of Yira is the reaction to an awareness of a limitation. But the defining element of Yira really is the awareness of limits. When I'm aware that I have limited power vis-a-vis somebody else, he has more power than me, my reaction is Yira. But the start of Yira is that idea of the concept of a limit. Kadosh Baruch Hu also has limits. He limits himself. He puts a limit upon himself. So if I'm in a situation where I'm all by myself and I meet somebody who's more powerful than I am, or he's more armed than I am, so I feel very fearful. If I have ability to respond back greater because I don't have those limits, I'm stronger than him, so I'm not scared. Or I'm more well-armed than him, I'm not scared. So the awareness of the limit is what causes the reaction or fear, but the awareness of the limits is what generates it. The Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah in Perek Beis, we talked about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. He says when a person stops and he's aware of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's better on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how limited he is vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishon is the Kel Tamim Deus with no limits, etc. And the human being is this lowly nothing with Das Puta Umuta, with this minimal understanding in front of the Kel Tamim Deus. He has Yira, he has awe. And then when he's misbinding that, the Rishon loves him even though they have such a tremendous gap between the two of them. The Rishon takes care of him and loves him. He feels an avat to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yira generates Ava. The greatest Ava is I don't deserve it, and you're doing it for me anyway because you're so nice to me, and you care about me so much, that you didn't give me even, I don't deserve it. I generate a tremendous feeling of Hakar Satoiv and thanks back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, which expresses itself in the meter of Ava. So the Chazal come along and saying that the defining element of the relationship is a human being's awareness of our limits vis-a-vis Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what I think it's the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo says that the tachlis of all the mitzvahs is that Klai Yisrael should come together and say, "Confront the Kodesh Baruch Hu, be yourself anach. We are your creations." It means you're the creator, and we are your creations. There's no greater limit, there's no greater gap than the gap between a creator and a creation. And the purpose of all the mitzvahs is to allow a human being to recognize that and incorporate that into his actual being. That's the midah of Yira. The midah of Yira, when you understand that that's the relationship, that you are a creation, he is the creator, and you understand how great that gap is between the two of you, therefore you will love a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you'll be a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you'll be sharing all the mitzvahs, and you'll do everything you're supposed to do. But because I was saying the Kovod Hashemayim Chutz Miyashemayim means the Yira is the defining element. Out of all of the elements, that awareness of Birasecha Anachnu is what Kodesh Baruch was asking us to accomplish. And the Ramban doesn't quote the Pasuk, but I think that's what the Ramban means. That's the purpose of all of the mitzvahs. Okay. V'harichah b'yiras Hashem, so he smells through Yiras Hashem. So why is it smell? Why is the midah which we refer to this act of yira is through the sense of smell? So there's a machshava from the Bnei Yisoskar. The Bnei Yisoskar says that if you look at the chet of Adam Chava in Gan Eden, the pasuk talks about that the nachash comes to Chava. Ve'er nachash el Yisha, that he speaks to her. Vatera Yisha, the woman sees. Vatikach, she takes vatochal, and the pasuk says later on that and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Adam, ki shemata kol ishtecha. So the chet was done through kol, a hearing. It was done by Tera, he saw, the woman saw. But Tikach, she took. But Terchal, and she ate. So the five senses of the human being, four of them are used in the chet. There was Shmia, there was Re'ia, there was Mishush taking it, and there was Achila, Tam, but there was no act of Re'ach. So the chet was done by four of the five senses, he says. The Chush of Re'ach was never Nitma in the chet of Adam and Chava. So the Mor says in Brachos that Eitzah Dabrash Neshama, what's the thing with the Neshama's Nehenaboy? That's Reach. The Neshama is able to get pleasure out of Reach. And that's why Motzei Shabbos, when we feel the Neshama Yisera is leaving, and Neshama Yisera is leaving, so we need to refresh our Neshama. We use Besamim Brachos Reach, because the Neshama is Nehenna from Reach. That's many Sachers. Many Sachers says. On the other hand, so we say, okay, so it means we'll define Reach. Reach is the most spiritual, the most ephemeral of all of the chushim. Well, in a certain sense, that's true. In a certain sense, it's not true. Reach is curl, I hear a sound. Mar, I look at something. I can be done at a distance, and I don't have to partake of the item, the physical item, in any way, shape, or form. The way the sense of smell is that there are molecules of the item which break off from the item and float on the air, and when they come into my body, my olfactory sense is able to perceive the shape of the molecule, and that's how I have a sense of smell. So I need a minute particle of the item to be able to smell. So there is an element of physicality in it. Different than Kerl and Mara. That's what the Mor is saying himself. In the Kerl and Mara, there's no din of Me'ilah. And Reach, there is a din of Me'ilah, because I'm partaking of the item in a very minute way. I'm partaking of the item. So that definitely not as physical as Te'ima or Mishush, which is, there's a very physical interaction with the item. It has to be done a close up. I can't do it from a distance. It has to be very, very intimate connection between the human being and the item for those two things, but somewhere in the middle. Okay. The morale says on that Gemara Sanhedrin, we talk about the Bereshim is Marach, that Bereshim says that the definition of Mashiach is Marach Bedoyim. So if you look at the sense of smell, some of the sense of smell which is unique. The sense of smell, a human being looks at something which is disgusting, revolting, etc. There's not an instinctive inability to allow the person to look. It's a conscious decision. You're thinking, I don't like looking at this, so I walk away. So my eyes can't look at something which is ra. My eyes can look at things which are ra. Very, very, very easily I can look at ra. Shmi of ra, I could hear ra. I choose not to. Smelling something which is ra, it's disgusting. My nose gets disgusted by it. I can't deal with it. I want to stop. Eating something which tastes bad, no problem. Close your nose and you can swallow it. So the power of tasting doesn't have that the power of discernment of tov and ra, of good and bad, is in the power of smell. Not in the power of taste, not in the power of ria, not in the power of shmia. And that's really something really fascinating. We spoke about Chazal, and Tosfos talk about the defining element of human being is shmia. So why is it in this? there's a Gemara, and the Gemara says that each one of the different parts of the Mishkan is mechaper on a different Avera. Keteris is mechaper on Lashon Hara. So they're both b'chashoy. The Gemara says, what do you mean? The meal is mechaper because it has curl and it says curl. The Gemara says, that's a case where it was Lashon Hara was done publicly, so then you need the meal. If it's done privately, so the Keteris is mechaper. But Haloi Dovrahu, like it's the chashoy, that's true. But the vera isn't the chashoy. The vera is the deeper the shmiya. It's curl, which is the vera. So why would keteris be the place to correct it? Chavetz Chaim writes that our tongues, the tongue has a nature, a physical nature that it magnifies items. You put something in your mouth, which is very small, and your tongue it feels very big. Says the spiritual counterpart to that means that if a person made the person's human's tongue, that it should have the ability to be mafkin. It magnifies things, to be able to really focus on it and think about it and check it out. That's what magnification does. It allows you to really. So really, the spiritual my tongue should be able to be sharp enough to tell whether something is tov or ra. My tongue isn't doing that. Because of the chait, the Gros says, because of the chait, the karech was taken away from the karech of Tam, and the karech was given into the karech of Reach. Reach is, when I put food in my mouth, I can't really discern the real differences in flavor with just my tongue. There are some differences, sour, sweet, etc. But the real havana in an item is through the karech of Reach. So my lashon hara, my lashon hara, my lashon which is allowing ra or tov to go over it, needs a karech of reach to address it. Okay, one more piece of information, and then we'll see if we can pull it all together. The first deals with the word reach. We know the word rechayim is a millstone which grinds something. So he says, if you think about the word reach, the word reach is, we use the word reach in two ways. We use reach for the smell, which the item puts out, and for the act of being mariach, of smelling something. The smell is a verb. We smell something. That's focusing on the side of the receiver. And it also talks about the idea that an item puts out a smell, which is a noun. It's referring to what it puts out. Which one is the ikar? So he says the ikar is the smell that the item puts out. Because what's happening, Rechayim takes a large item and breaks it down to smaller components. And smaller, pulverizes it again and again to smaller and smaller things. That's what Rechayim does. Reach is that we take the smallest component of the item. The smallest component is atoms, but atoms aren't the item. If you divide into atoms, you have something different. The smallest component of the item is a molecule. Molecule is the item, perfectly, has all of the... You need to put many molecules together, you have an item. So the smallest component of the item is a molecule. That's the rechayim made a reach out of something. So the act of something breaking off and becoming a small component, getting the smallest component of something, is it puts out a reach. The process of bringing karbonas, Ramban says that when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash and he sees the Karban being brought, he's perceiving himself being put on the Mizbeach. The act is the person bringing himself back to his most defining components. What is that? I am deserved to be put on the Mizbeach as a Karban of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because that's all I am, is B'ir Yosech HaNachman. How could I ever be Choyte visiting against the Kodesh Baruch Hu? All I am is B'ir Yosech HaNachman. The pasuk says the person smells the reach of the karbonis. Vayarach Hashem Noach brings the Vayarach Hashem is reach nicharech, and he makes this the ode that's not going to be any destruction to the world again anymore. It's reach. The reach which is being produced is by us. We produce a reach. We get ourselves back to our most basic component. That's the act of rechayim. That's the act of reach. That's the one sense which we're still left with, which truly can understand an item. Merkel means you really get it. We say, I have a, when I say, person says he has a good sense of the, he has a good, he can smell out good, or he smells it. The essence of something, many times we use the word essence, we think of smell. We talk about the word essence, we think of smell. Because research has actually been done that, you know, the human being, the most intense memories that human beings have, which the earliest memories a human being have, are connected to the sense of smell. So if you take a person, you give them something which they smelled many years before, they'll be able to remember it much earlier time in their development than something which they remember based on sight or hearing, etc. So they've done studies, you know, give a person a smell, which he smelled when he was 3-4 years old, he's now 7-8 years old, it'll bring back that memory. What it was, it can describe it to you in very graphic terms. You show him something, at age of 4, he will not remember probably. Age of 8, 9, 10, that's when the memories of sight and shmia usually come. Because that goes to the defining element of the person. Reach is this point where, why is it reach to the point, why is it? It's the middle sense. Because what is a human being? A human being is not an asham, he's not a goof. It's a combination of the two. It's the ability of the depth of the human soul to connect with the world. But it connects in a very, very minute and perfect, fine way. And that's what smell is. It's the connecting into the world, interacting with the world in a very, very fine, very, very minute way. Out of all of the senses, the studies have been shown that the sense which is the slowest is smell. The body takes the longest to pick up in a smell. It picks up taste, sight, hearing much more quickly than it picks up smell. Because that's something which takes time. On the other hand, it's the only nerve which is of the only nerve of the senses. It's the distance from the place in the body where we smell and the mind where it processes it is immediately there, right next to each other. There's a thin bone between the two of them. That's it. That's all there is. And the nerve is not even doesn't even have a cover on it. It's perfect. And it's not protected. I don't need to protect it because truth. The emes of which we're supposed to be discerning doesn't want to cover. It has to be. It's pristine in a certain sense. So the process of human being coming to that recognition is the process which the Kabbalists referred to by the Kabbalists. The Kabbalists are reyach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The purpose of Mishkan is that the Ramban is b'yis hachanach. So how could you tell me that it's the human being puts himself on the mizbech and says b'yis hachanach? So you can't bring down Shechina until you bring the Keteris. Until you have perfected the Kayach of Reah. Until you perfected that ability to judge properly, but judge yourself as the Zevach. So it's a Mizbeach of Keteris. Because the Mizbeach is you're being Zevach yourself. The sermon we're asking you to do is to hear what you are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Mishkan is supposed to accomplish for you. And then that'll be the source of all the brachas. So the Mizbeach is the Gemara says the Mizbeach is Mezen, and it's Merazev. It gives you all these different things that the Mizbeach is able to do through the process of the human being defining himself. And that's the Kayach of Reach. The Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim, Lifnai v'Lifnim, and Yom Kippur. So he takes the Keteris and he makes it Daka min Adaka. He makes it, it's not enough to be minute, it has to be minute of the minute. Has to be, and then what do? You put it on fire. What does fire do? Fire breaks it down to even more to its components. To the basic component. That's what fire breaks it down to, the basic element which is left. There's nothing left after all of the hoopla and everything like that. There's a masha who left. So the combination of eish and adakim and adaka produces a reyach, and that's the reyach which deserves to be in the Kodesh Kedoshim. That's the moment of truth. The human being stands in front of the Kodesh, and that's where the Sadukim were killed. They're killed because at that moment of truth, what are you? You weren't ready to say, your truth wasn't something which deserves to be in the Machon Kodesh Kodesh, where the Rishon says, it's, you know, it's me or you, who's going to go? Right? The Rishon says, you know, I once heard my Rebbe, says that when none of you, because I'll say that they're Bala Gaiva. They weren't Bala Gaiva yesterday. Now they're Bala Gaiva. The Rishon says, about Bala Gaiva, I can't live with the guy in the same place, same world. So it's me or him, you know, I can't live together with him. So what did Rashi do? Rashi does a chesed, and I'm willing to step back and give him his space. Rashi says, but there's one place in the world where I'm not stepping back. The Kaddish Kaddish, you come to the Kaddish, it's, excuse me, sir, it's me or you, it's not going to be me, it's going to be you. Everybody else in the world is fine. You want to be a Balgaiva, you want to have your own space, because I'm to hate. I'll give it to you, I'll step out. and let you perceive the world as it's yours, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But there's one place that's not going to happen. So to go into the Kadosh Kadoshim with the document of Daka, with the Koyach of Reach, which is the fine discernment of the Emes, of Be'er Secha Anachnu, with the Eish producing that, and that's the Onan which allows the Shekhinah to be in the world. And to do it wrong? Forget it. It's not. You don't have an option. They put a chain around his waist. Because, like, you know, they know it's Behechatesi, he's going to make it out alive. Okay. So the makom of the chibur of the neshama and the goof is expressed in the Koyach of Reach. The Gra says that Batsim, at the moment of the chait, we lost our true Koyach of Kerl and Re'iah. There was Malachim, Adam Rishon saw the Malachim, there was Shadim, he saw the Shadim, he heard them, he could interact with them. There's a whole other world, the Ruchni side of the world, which we lost. The Koyach of Kerl and Mar, which is the world of Ruchni, is, we lost that. What we're left with is Tam, Mishush, and the Reach, which is the Ma'abar, that's the bridge which allows us to connect the two things together again. One last place where you see this. So, Yaakov Avinu comes to the brachas to Yitzchak. This is the defining element of Klal Yisrael. They're getting, who's going to get the brachas? So, he says, the Kerl is the Kerl called Yaakov. He says, he's Mimashish him. He touches him. He eats from the Matamim. Vayorach, he smells his begadav, and he says, "Hinei reich b'nik reich asada sheber choy Hashem v'itel chalakim." At the moment when he smelled the right smell, that's when he was able to give him the bracha. So Sasema says, because the koyach of Yira belonged to Yitzchak, the koyach of that, the discernment of Emes, that koyach of what was true and not true, what was right and what was wrong, that getting back to your basic components, was the Koyach of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the Shurish of the Mashiach being able to be Merch Medoyin. It goes back to Yitzchak. Yitzchak was able to that moment to discern who is the one, but he couldn't do it through the Kerl, he couldn't do it, which is the Ruchni side, he couldn't do it through the Gashmi side. He only do it when the two came together in the right way. And the Reach was the Reach of Gan Eden. It was a Reach of Shet of Ezen, Rashi says. It was physical, but the most physical things, hides of an animal. They don't smell good. It's the most physical element of it's like a dead animal. It's like you can't get more physical than that. And Yaakov was able to take that and make it into Gan Eden. That physical could be ruchnius. Ah, now you have a shaykhus to bracha. That you can the humor between the two. You've got the emes that Yaakov was supposed to have. You've defined the human being down to his most basic component. Is that understanding of what you're saying? Then you can use the gashmius and ruchnius. Gashmi and Ruchni can overlap and become one. Okay, that's why the Keteris is such a defining element. On the other hand, the Keteris is said separately because in a certain sense, the Ramban says that the message that we want to send about the Mizbech Keteris is that the Ramban says it is that after we've finished the whole Mishkan, the purpose is Keteris. So Keteris is about what's going to happen after you make the Mishkan. It's not just the building opinion of the Mishkan. I don't want you to think about, okay, the purpose of Keteris was the Mizbech Keteris to create a Mishkan. No. Keteris is the defining element, more than even the Mizbech Achitza. The defining element of the Tachlis of Mishkan, after everything is finished, I mentioned, oh, by the way, you know, there's a Mizbech Keteris, which you're going to bring Keteris on constantly. Constantly Keteris. Because that's, now that you have a Mishkan, L'chvoid Hashem, you bring the Keteris, he says. That's why it has to be said separately, to stress that point, that it's the purpose of the Keteris is there, look, after you have the Mishkan, to be the Kvod Hashem, to bring the Keteris. That's what Ramban says on that question. Which at first guess seems to be a steer to what we're saying, but I don't know if you think about it, it's a very nice hemshuk into the... Okay. I think that the Nakuda, which... What? He's saying it's not part of Binyan Mishkan. It's after you have finished the Mishkan. We're saying it's the most integral part. You can't have Mishkan without Keteris, without bringing the Keteris brought the Shekhinah. And they were saying, no. After you bring the Shekhinah, you bring Keteris. That's true. Rashi says, you know, it's which one is it? Is it before or after? The answer is it's both. Any good Muslim tells you that's both. That's both. Yeah. Okay. The Bereshit means the Bereshit created us with a karech of havana. The Bereshit created us with a karech to smell what's good and what's bad. We do have a karech of havchana of ra and toiv to the point that we can be disgusted by it, which part of our body doesn't want to accept it. That's how we were created. You start smelling a lot of things which are don't smell like, you know, you dull your sense of smell. We dull our sense of right and wrong to the point where I can accept ra and it doesn't seem to bother me. Mashiach is that person who's going to come and show the world that what a human being is supposed to look like. This human being can his natural instinct is that ra repulses him to the point that it's disgusting. He can't absorb it. And he gets in the case between two people and hear the tainas and smell which one is saying emes, which one is saying shaka, which one is ra, which one is toiv. That's the koyach, how much what a human being is supposed to be. And our problem is we dull it and we dull it and we dull it and we dull it. And our goal is to get back to that point, get back to that point where we allow our innate sense of ra and toiv, the innate sense of that something which is wrong should be repulsive and disgusting to us. One time there was a geneva in the house. And somebody accused Tchurshirim, that was one of the Yiddish workers there, that he took it. He says, it's not Shaykh. He says, state the Chloisi Gnoivi. The Tchurshirim is gone. So the Swasemis said, that he said, at that moment when I heard my Zayda say it, I felt like there's this wall of iron between the human being and the act of Geneva. It's like not Shaykh Geneva. It's not possible. It's not a verit. It's not shayach. Human beings' goal is get to the point where it get back to my natural instinct. What do you mean you stole? Well, how can human beings steal? How can human beings think someone's not his? Like, how is shayach such a mitzvah? So it's bad. It's good. Philosophize. What do you mean? How can you do such a thing? It's totally repulsive to the human being. I mean, there's a natural instinct which allows us to do that, and we cover it, we cover it, we cover it, and our goal is to get back to that natural. So when we stop and think about something, we know that it's wrong, and every time we know that it's wrong and we do it, we're dulling our senses. We have the curl of Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, Kishamata the curl ishtecha. There's a Bereshit curl is saying, nay. And the curl of the Yitzhar is saying, yeah. And it's every time you do that, you're dulling your senses. And the next time, it's not going to come to that more naturally. You can hear the color of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's kol chashamati ve'echovei. I'm hiding from it. The other means Adam. Kilu, there was a curl, and he is denying the curl. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us in an intrinsic way, in our neshama, screaming at us, "Don't do it!" And we're ignoring it. It damages us. It damages us. It damages us. And our avoid is to allow that curl to be heard. Allow that understanding which we have to be heard to the point that we should get back to our natural instinct. We shall be more of a doy.